Barack Obama and John McCain disagree on Iraq, but both favor sending more troops to Afghanistan. Right now, things aren't going so well there for coalition forces. Last month, more troops were killed in Afghanistan than in Iraq. The violence is blamed on a resurgent Taliban. Today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice called on Pakistan to do more to rein in militants on its side of the border. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
It's not a new plea, but it comes with a new urgency as the situation in Afghanistan deteriorates. Secretary Rice was traveling in Australia when she made the remarks.
Pakistan does need to do more. That border, we understand that it's difficult. We understand that the northwest frontier area is difficult, but militants cannot be allowed to organize there and to plan there and to engage across the border. And so, yes, more needs to be done.
Rice's words were presumably meant to reach the ears of Pakistan's new prime minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani. He's due to meet with President Bush next week in Washington. Pakistan wants to make progress in the border region, but it doesn't want to be seen as doing Washington's bidding, says Charles Kupchan of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And the United States is also sort of caught between a rock and a hard place, because on the one hand, there is a kind of impulse to go in hot pursuit after militants who operate back and forth across the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. But on the other hand, that would be seen as a violation of Pakistani sovereignty and would therefore make it more difficult for the Pakistani government to cooperate with the United States.
The other question for the United States is whether to put more troops in Afghanistan. The Bush administration and both presidential candidates favor beefing up the force. Afghanistan experts say more troops could help, but not without a well-coordinated new strategy. Joanna Nathan is with the International Crisis Group in Kabul.
It is absolutely essential now that the emphasis goes on rule of law, on helping Afghans build up their security forces and their institutions. But again, it's not just about pouring lots more foreigners into the country. That's the security umbrella while other activities take place. So what's really vital now is that we see Afghan security forces and other institutions increasingly strengthened.
Afghans are increasingly disillusioned with the Karzai government. It's perceived as corrupt and unable to provide basic services. Those grievances are fodder for the insurgency. Even analysts who think more troops could help the situation are alarmed at the thought of sending more forces to bolster an unpopular government. Charles Kupchan says he thinks the United States is moving toward a new approach in Afghanistan, largely as a result of its experience in Iraq.
The idea being not just that you build loyalty village by village, but that when villagers are facing a choice between allying with the Taliban or allying with NATO or the United States, that they see a better future, both in security terms and in economic terms, by going with the international community.
Ideally, though, Afghans would be choosing between the Taliban and their own government. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.